This is episode number 2364 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
And last night, Golden Globes, Eddie Murphy received the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yeah.
And you think to yourself, wow, what has he done lately?
You know, he's done, not lately, but man, he's done a lot.
He has a vault of work.
He said in his speech that he's been in, his career's been active for 46 years.
46 years, 41 years.
41 years making movies. Wow. It doesn't seem that long.
And all that, what was the joke? Eddie, your pull-out action needs some work or something?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about his 10 kids.
Yeah. Tracy Morgan introduced him and said, your pull-out.
Something, pull-out.
Your pull-out
moves need some work.
Or something like that, because he's got 10 kids.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, he didn't quite keep up with Nick Cannon, and that's okay. Eddie, leave it
alive. Took him longer than Nick Cannon, by the way, to get 10 kids.
He paced himself.
And he had a couple of different women. Not that Nick didn't, but it sounds like he had, you know, different women in succession, not at the same time, having kids.
Yeah, so he kind of did it anyway.
Anyway.
He said, quote, he created the last night's biggest viral moment during his acceptance speech.
Yeah.
He said, there is a definitive blueprint that you can follow to achieve success, prosperity, longevity, and peace of mind. It's a blueprint, and I followed it my whole career.
Yeah.
Very simple, because, you know, for the speech, he was really just very calm.
Yeah, he was kind of almost.
And you're waiting, but it's like, where's Eddie Murphy? Where is he?
Yeah, where's the Eddie we know and love?
He was waiting for a joke.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he said his blueprint. It's very simple. Just do these three things: pay your taxes.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
And keep Will Smith's wife's name out of your bleeping mouth.
And they did bleep him. I think I saw him bleep.
Yeah. It was silent there for a second.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right, so he paid it off. Good for him.
Yeah, there was a payoff.
Hey, you know, Austin Butler, I thought was the cutest. Because he was like, hey, I don't really deserve this, though he did. And and he just was so genuinely appreciative. Uh-huh. Him and of course, the folks from Abbott Elementary, they were the big winners last night, by the way. They won like 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Austin Butler, and him and Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
So Brad. Okay, Brad.
They can be brothers or cousins.
They could. Brad got a haircut.
Uh-huh.
And they sat him right up front.
Yeah.
Right up front. So everybody took a picture with Brad. Everybody shook Brad Pitt's hand. Poor Margot Robbie sitting there like, am I chopped liver? Everybody wants Brad Pitt?
Well, then, like, just for so many of them, it's like they're just talking up in the microphone. Hi, Brad.
Nice to see you, Brad.
Regina Hall.
Regina Hall was drunk, okay? I think she was drunk.
She was a bit loopy last night.
She was a little loopy.
And she said, they made a mistake on my name. They introduced me wrong. It's Mrs. Pitt.
Yeah.
Hi, Brad. Christina Hack Almusa Anstead Hack Hall.
Yeah.
Husband.
Oh, her husband.
Her husband, Mr. Hall.
His name is Josh Hall.
He deflected criticism his wife received for installing a sauna in their backyard instead of a play space for her kids.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised because that's her.
So Christina shared a video on Instagram of her Saturday morning routine.
Which
includes a 20-minute session in her sauna.
Of course it does.
Which sits on what appears to be the only patch of grass in her entire yard.
She didn't need to take a picture of the grass in the outdoor of the sauna, I don't think.
Yeah,
that probably got her a little bit of.
So some comments: not much yard, grass for the kids to play.
Well,
seems to be all about her.
The kids could go in the sauna, you know.
Yeah.
They just got to be supervised by an adult because, you know, so, they could burn themselves on the rocks.
There was some snarky stuff written. Christina's hubby, though, he was quick to hit
back.
Well,
he has to because, you know, they're toad venom smoking buds.
Well, his comment.
So he's got it. You know what? Bros or hoes? Did you stick up for the toad smoking?
You're a weirdo. He said, do you realize how insulting that comment is, being that a majority of families don't even have yards?
Well, you know, that's true. In California, there's not a lot of yards to be had, especially
yes, there are.
Well, not in houses that have been built since the 2000s.
Well,
you got all house, and you got a little strip of land in the back for your backyard, and then you've got a hill that nobody can use that's in the common area.
Anyway, so there's plenty of room in their massive acreage home in Tennessee.
Well, yeah, they got the a
kids
big old
have plenty of room
farm
to roam.
Thing going on.
Yeah, they roam with the barnyard pets.
Yeah.
And apparently their SoCal mansion has a small yard. Well, how do you have such a big house?
Well,
with
she
no
had
yard?
A house. Remember, she bought a house with Aunt, and
yes.
she sold it.
Right.
And so now I don't know what the deal is because I haven't watched their show. So I don't know if she's shown the new house, but she and Josh have obviously got another house. So obviously it has a Southern California backyard.
Which is kind of weird to me. You gotta have more space than that. And then that, they, you know, there's the
beach.
Well,
saunas aren't little, you know. I mean, they're not small. You know, you got to fit a couple of people in there. You got to have some place to do the sauna sweating and the sauna petting. Sweating and petting in the sauna.
Oh
my God!
But if they have a that big of a house, couldn't she have found a space inside the house to
well,
put a sauna?
That's true too. But maybe a portable sauna was just a quick solution. She might be renting this house too.
That's
this is
true.
Something that hasn't been mentioned. But you know, a lot of times, especially these days where the housing market is whack, you know, she just spent all that money. Not she doesn't have a bunch of money, but she spent all that money in Tennessee mm-hmm. on a new place. Maybe she decided, you know what, I'm going to sell the house that me and Aunt had because I can't stand to go in there, and I'm going to take that money and put it in the bank, sock it away, and I'll rent a place for 10 grand a month
well,
or whatever.
Probably all this has been covered, and we haven't been watching it.
Because we're not paying attention.
What I want to know is what happened between her and Aunt. I still want to know that.
Nobody's going to tell us.
No one's going to tell that.
Us. We're
I
not
going to
know. We're not going to know.
Doesn't mean I still don't want to know.
I gotcha. All right. With our apologies today to... I don't know, Heather Rae Young and
no.
Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.